Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to tell you about. As I do every week or so, I take a little bit of time and just talk, just you and me. And I've got what I want to tell you about today is the fact that this week is a 25th anniversary milestone week for me. 25 years ago yesterday morning, at 8:30 in the morning, I got a phone call. I was national sales manager for a publishing company. Now, I'd already been downsized from a job I'd had for most of the 80s, and the company just. I won't go into all the details, but the company basically went out of business, and I got downsized, and basically part of the end of the company, and then I got another job, right, and we did that job for 18 months. They decided to do away with their sales force and go to reps, and when they did that, they didn't need a national sales manager, so I lost that job. So I was downsized twice in 18 months. And on May 22nd, 8:30 in the morning, 1989, I got a phone call telling me this. So at the end of that phone call, I said, "Well, should I get my resume out and start?" I had two kids and two mortgages, my friends, two teenagers and two mortgages. And so I said, I better get my resume out. And I thought about it for about 20 seconds. And I said, "No, I'm not going to do that. This is the time." I mean, it was like a light came on. It was like it was a moment of clarity like I've never had before. I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. After two times of being, I'd been a good, faithful, successful employee for 23 years. And now it was time for me to do it on my own. So instead of dusting off my resume, I sat down at my Macintosh, I had a laser printer, and I designed a business card, Jim Blasingame and Associates, and my associate was my Macintosh in those days, and I started my consulting company. I literally printed out my business cards on the laser printer, black and white, on cardstock, and took scissors. I didn't have perforated paper in those days. Very carefully took scissors and made a dozen business cards. That within 30 minutes of being downsized. And I was already dressed. I took those business cards. I got out up off my backside. I went outside, got in. My office was in my home in those days. And I got up and went outside, got in my car, took those business cards, and I went out into the marketplace and knocked on doors. And I said, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" Pretty much. And they said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I have a consulting company." That's what I said. With the morning of creating the company, I said, "I have a consulting company." They said, What can you do?" I said, "What do you need to have done?" That's a true story, folks. I said, "What do you need to have done?" And every place I went, I met the CEO, I met the leader. I was talking to the because I knew how to do that. Everywhere I went, that person looked around and said, "Well, actually, I do have this thing here. Can you do this? Can you do that?" And it might have been a teeny tiny little thing, or it might have been a big thing. But every CEO I went and talked to, and ever since then, every CEO I've talked to had something that they needed help doing. And that's what I did. For several years, I was a vice president. You could rent. You didn't have to hire me. You didn't have to adopt me. You could rent me. And I dropped into a business, and I did that job for them. And then I gave them the results. I gave them the finished product. And then I went away till they had something else for me to do. And that's how I made a living until 1997 when I started my media company. Now, in transitioning from the media company, from the consulting business to the media company, which is my radio show and my writing and all that, all the stuff I do now, in making the transition, it took a couple of years before I had any kind of revenue for the media company. So what that meant was, as I transitioned out of being a one-on-one consultant into a mass media type of a practice, it took several years. So for about 3 years, maybe four, actually maybe closer to 4 years, I did both jobs. I did my radio show, then I went to work and I did my consulting work. And for a couple of years, nobody knew about the other side. And so, I mean, for in my own hometown, most people didn't even know I was doing what I was doing because I kept it quiet for a while because I wanted to grow. I was making the transition. And finally, after about 3 to 4 years, I was able to completely stop doing one-on-one consulting and focused all my energies on the media company, which we celebrate every year in November of every year. We celebrate that milestone for the birth of that company. But 25 years ago, yesterday, I started my small business. So I've got a quarter century milestone, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's been the best thing I ever did, but it's also been the hardest thing I've ever done. And I've never worked so hard. I love work. I've always loved working all my life. I never mind working, but I've never loved my work as much as I love what I'm doing right now. And I've never had a moment where I felt less than that any time. And I pray, I hope and pray that in your business, in your small business, as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, that you can get to that level. If you do, it's a wonderful feeling. But I will tell you, it's been hard, and there were many, many challenges, and there were times along the way in this 25 years when I actually qualified for the earned income tax credit. You know what that meant, folks? That meant that my business had plenty of money, but I didn't. I didn't pay myself enough. There were years when I didn't pay myself enough that I actually qualified for the earned income tax credit. That was the commitment that I was willing to make, and many others too, in order to be able to be here today, 25 years later, talking to you on the radio and on the internet around the world. That's what it takes to be successful. Thank you for letting me celebrate 25 years of my small business with you. 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.